The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to Dallas-Fort Worth's number one for news, weather, and traffic. This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Carmelo Anthony's defense team is in court this morning seeking a new judge and a new trial in the Frisco track meet stabbing case. Good morning. It's now 7 o'clock. Skies are clear this morning. It's warm. It's 83 degrees. We have another extreme heat warning today. We're going to get up to a high today of about 106. We got to 105 yesterday. Top three things you need to know. Dallas ISD cops are investigating a possible hit and run that involved two middle school students this time yesterday. They're believed to be sixth graders. We're told they're going to be okay. Watch for the kiddos as you're out driving this morning. Just west of Fort Worth in Parker County, fire officials are investigating a mobile home fire that killed a mother and her two young sons, aged 10 and 4. Now get this, the fire broke out Monday night while the father, said to be an EMT, was out on duty. Our top story this morning. Today is the first of two very important court hearings for Carmelo Anthony, the Frisco Centennial High School student that is now serving 35 years in the stabbing death of another student.
Now, the two key issues that need to be decided, whether Anthony will get another trial and whether the same judge stays on the case. We have KRLD's Russell Scott joining us live now from the courthouse in McKinney. Russell.
John, you've kind of outlined the case that they've got today. Carmelo Anthony's defense team arguing that Judge John Roach violated judicial impartiality rules by granting a media interview shortly after Carmelo Anthony was sentenced to prison. The hearing for the recusal is this morning. Defense attorney Cody Kofer, who is not associated with this case, tells NBC5.
Our best judges are able to look back at what has happened and realize that in the moment, perhaps, they did not make the right decision.
And again, Kofer is not associated with this case, but he says the judge, in his opinion, made the wrong decision to grant that interview. Now, already several social media types are here. There is also stepped up security around the courthouse, just as there was in the original trial. This is going to get a lot of publicity and a lot of attention, not only locally, but nationwide as well. Reporting live from the Collin County Courthouse, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Got something to say? Tap the microphone on the KRLD page in the Odyssey app and send us a voice message.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-hour breaking news center. We've cut the commercial break, so you're getting a full, nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. I'm John Little. Thanks so much for being with us.
KRLD. Power grid update.
Well, so far, the extreme heat is not creating a crisis on the Texas power grid. ERCOT remains out of emergency operations this morning. No conservation efforts in effect. No controlled outages ordered and anything like that. At normal operating conditions, despite this high of 106 that Dan Brunoff is forecasting today. Of course, power demand typically peaks late in the day when temps remain high, and we keep you up to date with these grid condition updates throughout the day.
An effort to recall McKinney Mayor Bill Cox and three city council members draws a strong counter response at City Hall last night. The recall began after the council unanimously approved a site plan for a new McKinney Islamic Association campus. Speaker after speaker last night defended the vote. District 3 Councilwoman, is it Gere Feltis?
I believe it's Jerry.
Is it Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry Feltis. One of the four officials that is targeted says she isn't changing course.
I do not know what happens from here. And nor do I worry about that because I know who is ultimately in control of my future. I can live with the uncertainty. What I could not live with is looking back on my time in this chair and knowing that when my community needed someone to stand up for the law, I chose to bend to political pressures of the minority.
Recall organizers say their concerns go beyond the mosque vote. They need 5,805 valid McKinney voter signatures by September 26 to move that process forward.
It is 7:04 here at KRLD, and a stunning upset last night in Florida's Democratic Senate primary. State lawmaker Angie Nixon wins the Democratic Senate primary over former National Security Council aide Alex Vindman, a key figure in President Trump's first impeachment. In her victory speech, Nixon thanking her supporters for showing up.
You proved that without a shadow of a doubt, organized people beat big money every single day.
Now, also in Florida, Trump-backed Republican Representative Byron Donalds wins the gubernatorial nomination to face Democrat David Jolly in November, and Florida Republican Representative Corey Mills loses his House seat to a former news anchor following an ethics probe. Meanwhile, in Wyoming, Trump-endorsed Rep. Harriet Hegman wins her Republican Senate primary race, and Alaska's nonpartisan primary advances the incumbent Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and Democratic former Representative Mary Petola to the general election ballot in November.
News Radio 1080 KRLD and the latest on Operation Epic Fury.
Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz is slowing again as the standoff between the U.S. and Iran continues. Ship tracking data shows only 6 commodity vessels passed through on Tuesday. That's down from 9 on Monday, well below the recent average. Many ship owners continue to avoid that waterway dispute, despite President Trump's assertion that it is open and safe. Iran says it's closed and not safe. The uncertainty is helping keep oil prices elevated. Brent crude reaching a 3-week high this morning, a little over $88 a barrel.
And then the war between Russia and Ukraine increasingly being fought hundreds of miles beyond the front lines. Russia says Ukraine sent 620 drones toward the Moscow region in its latest massive attack, while Ukrainian officials say Russia continues striking cities and energy facilities across their lines. Now, the expanding use of these long-range drones is allowing both countries to target infrastructure far beyond the battlefield. Moscow now warning Western countries against helping Ukraine carry out the attacks.
7:06, this news for Ben Abbott and Associates. This is one of those stories that'll hit you in the feels. An outpouring of support after a first responder's family is killed in a house fire.
While the first responder was on the job in Palo Pinto County, a fire broke out at his home in Parker County near Weatherford. The entire home was engulfed in flames by the time crews got to the house. When they finally got inside, they discovered the bodies of 3 victims. They have been identified as his wife and their 2 young sons, one a 5th grader. This neighbor placed the 911 call.
It's sad. It's like the whole trailer just burned immediately, and there was nothing anybody could do. It was already too late.
Sacred Cross, where the first responder has worked for the past 8 years, says so many people have reached out wanting to help, they're working to establish a fund. No word yet on the cause of the fire. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Let's talk flock cameras. Controversy over these license plate readers continues across Texas. Last night, the discussion comes before the Carrollton City Council.
A debate is brewing in Carrollton over the use of flock cameras. On one side, residents want to put an end to it.
I would like to encourage council to put a pause on what our involvement is with the flock cameras until we see some improvements in the protection of people's information.
Others support the presence of the license plate reader technology.
If somebody steals my truck, I want the officers to find it.
This comes as concerns grow over the potential for excessive surveillance and privacy violations.
NBC5's Candace Sweat says to address community pushback, the city highlights that captured data is only retained for 30 days in a secure system, and also city leaders point to Carrollton's official transparency page, which outlines guidelines for responsible usage amidst this national scrutiny over mass surveillance.
7:11 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD. I was strolling through downtown Fort Worth Saturday morning. It was a lovely morning, and as I was walking by the old historic courthouse, I found that giant granite statue of the Ten Commandments there, and I looked at it, and I thought, oh yeah, that's controversial. And of course it is. And it's controversial. And what is happening in our schools right now is certainly controversial. ABC's Jim Ryan, evidently the Supreme Court is once again going to consider whether or not the Ten Commandments belong in a classroom.
Well, no guarantee there. The High Court is being asked to do that, Joe, but the Supreme Court may or may not take that case. We won't know for several more months. But yeah, several families, 2 dozen families here in Texas, along with the ACLU, are suing over the state law, the new state law, requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments in classrooms across the state. 5.5 million school kids see the Ten Commandments there in the classroom. They don't have a choice. And that's part of what these families are saying, that, you know, you're exposing them to religious texts without our knowledge or our permission.
And while we are understandably so very Texas-centric, it is not just Texas that is put Ten Commandments in schools, and not just Texas that's facing legal challenges.
Correct. Yeah, Louisiana. In fact, the Texas law was sort of modeled after the one in Louisiana that is in effect as well. Arkansas and Alabama are considering laws similar to the ones that are here in Texas and Louisiana. So, it's something that a lot of states, I think, will be watching if and when the Supreme Court decides to take this case up. We thought that this was all settled back in 1980. At least folks on both sides of the issue did. The high court then determined that Kentucky could not place the Ten Commandments in classrooms. They said it was unconstitutional. 46 years later, here we are again, Joe.
Here we are again. That was old as new again. ABC's Jim Ryan with the latest for us. Thank you, Jim. 7:12 at News Radio 1080 KRLD next on the KRLD Morning News. Did you know that, I don't know if you heard this report, that one of Dr. Anthony Fauci's top advisors, well, former top advisor, is now going to be going to prison related to COVID? Hang on, you're going to want to hear this next.
Cold shoulder, closing time.
Zach Bryan is coming to AT&T Stadium Saturday, August 22nd, courtesy of AEG. Tickets are on sale now at SeatGeek, or you could win them in the contest tab at KRLD.com.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Yeah, so get this. A former top advisor to Dr. Anthony Fauci has now pleaded guilty to hiding government emails about COVID origins research. David Morins admitted using a personal email account to evade public records laws. He is now looking at 5 years in federal jail. Minnesota sues Governor Abbott to force the extradition of an ICE agent that's here in Texas that is accused in a Minneapolis shooting. A McKinney hearing starts this morning as Carmelo Anthony's lawyers push for a new judge and a new trial. Organizers are calling on Carmelo Anthony's supporters to rally outside the courthouse.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin for a wrap on the news of the day. Join me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News. Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
Thank you for joining us. 7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. This news for everycarcan.org.
The clock ticks on an ICE agent sitting in a South Texas jail. Minnesota turns up the heat on Governor Greg Abbott.
Christian Castro faces assault charges tied to a January shooting in Minneapolis. Minnesota wants him extradited, but Abbott has yet to sign off. Now the state attorney general is suing, warning Castro could walk free as early as August 26th under Texas' 90-day detention limit. And Minnesota argues there's no obvious holdup. Texas already extradited three other defendants since Castro's arrest. From the 24-hour news center, Bri Alvarado, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
7:24 now, News Radio 1080, KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday as we try to break out of the stock market doldrums. I still maintain these are the dog days, and this is usually what happens on Wall Street. The earnings season is over with. There's not a lot of economic news. And we just kind of cruise usually until just after Labor Day. Now, that said, there are a few exciting headlines out today. And let me lead with this, because I think this is the most important story I've seen. Moderna, if you remember that name, let me jog your memory. Back during COVID days, Moderna was one of the first ones to come up with a COVID vaccine. And what they do is they sort of re-engineer molecules, and they use your own body and to turn around and fight. And it can be personalized. Moderna has teamed up with Merck, which has the blockbuster miracle drug Keytruda for cancer, and they have just finished a personalized cancer vaccine for people with melanoma. And it evidently is just incredibly effective. So much so that Moderna stock is up 87% this morning. It's trading at $118 a share. And even Merck, which has an enormous market capitalization, is trading higher by 8% on that.
Do you get the sense, David, that cancer treatment is about to oversee a radical change?
Yeah, I think it is. Because this, if you combine these aspects, I mean, Keytruda is already, like I say, a miracle drug. But if you can use this mRNA technology to really personalize all these things, then it is. And melanoma, I mean, there's an enormous market for this thing. And there are a lot of people. So, and they think they could bring this to market like next year, 2027, it could be an absolute giant. So, I mean, on the one hand, it's a great stock market story. These stocks are way up, but it's a great story for humanity if indeed this is what turns out to be as effective as it looks to be promising right now in their trials. Stock market otherwise was looking pretty flat. The Dow's perked up a little bit on that Merck news. It looks up 68. NASDAQ looks up 9. S&P up a half dozen. Mortgage applications out today, they have really stalled. The purchase index was down 2% week over week. Refinancing's down 2%. And there's just not a lot of activity there. Earnings out today from Target. The earnings were really good, but there was a big ad in there for tariff refunds. So that stock, which by all rights ought to be higher because the earnings looked awfully good, looks to be maybe down a little bit. Lowe's, really echoing what we heard from Home Depot, is that the do-it-yourself business has fallen off a cliff, and that stock is trading lower. Crude oil's up 37 cents. Interest rates are slightly lower. Stocks look a little bit higher. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 727. This news for Ben Abbott and Associates.
Cowboys leave California with a 1-0 preseason record, and Von Miller added to the defense, of course. Miller meeting with the media and getting some work done on the field yesterday.
You know, every opportunity that I got, even before I came in the league, I tried to plant these little seeds and stuff, and it's just, for it to happen, it just shows you that you can really manifest, you know, anything. And to be here with the Dallas Cowboys back in my hometown, it's really cool.
It's destiny, it's providence. Cowboys had a joint practice with the Saints yesterday to wrap up their time in Oxnard. There were several brawls. Dallas now prepares for Saturday's preseason game at Arizona. Cowboys Cardinals will be heard on 105.3 The Fan, and that means the Rangers' Saturday game against the Angels moves right here to KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.